This is Hunter Valley Today with Darren Cattruppi. Last week I brought you the news that the work on MR358, which has been dragging on for years and years after one stuff up after another, that it's been delayed again because there's no confirmation that the money offered by the federal government is actually going to be in the budget. So obviously you can't start bulldozers and digging until you know you can pay the bills. Well, that's a bureaucratic way of looking at it, but what about the poor buggers that live on the road and have been out of whack now for a number of years? One of those is Cassandra McLaren, and she joins me on the program. Good morning, Cassandra.
Good morning, Darren.
So how long has this been going on for now? I mean, I'm new here, but we're talking 3 or 4 years, aren't we?
Yeah, well, we're talking the new road opened about 2.5 years ago, and immediately there were cracks apparent and lane closures started happening and things like that. I think from memory it closed January 21, I think, or it might have been 20. Actually, might have been 20. But yeah, so 2.5 years. They told us that we should have had a plan for the roads to be rebuilt last year. And so we've just been travelling round and the long way, going via Scone. You know, instead of 1.75 hours, it's now taking us closer to 3 hours. It's, you know, it's more than a 2-hour drive, so you stop, you have a rest. You know, it makes a really long day to get to Tamworth and get our jobs done and medical appointments and things like that. So it is wearing very thin with the extra time. So we're a bit astounded to hear that the money that was announced as being guaranteed hasn't appeared.
So you've been living with this, as we say now, for years in one shape or another. I mean, we're told, I think prior to the election, this is going to take 3 years to do the work. So any delay is just going to make it longer and longer.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, when they rebuilt the road the first time, we were fortunate they were able to keep it open. Yes, it took longer, but we were able to travel through. But the degradation up there and erosion is so bad that who knows when we'll get any access, because obviously there needs to be a repair level and they'll want to get the work done. So, you know, we were being hopeful that 3 years might have been enough, but it doesn't. You know, it's not holding like that's going to be anywhere near what it's going to be. Like, our understanding as a community member is that the process hasn't yet gone to tender, and, you know, it still needs to go to tender before they can do that, but they can't go to tender if they haven't got the money. So it's just stalling what's already been a very long and painful thing. And, you know, our roads in general out here aren't great. The rain, although it's nobody's fault, has done a lot of damage, and so we're all feeling very frustrated because our roads are just getting poorer and poorer, and then we, you know, we're spending longer on them because we can't use the road that we've traditionally used. So
it must be costing you a fortune in petrol as well, having to go that extra distance.
Yeah, look, definitely the petrol, but it's the other impact packs as well. So my son has medical appointments in Tamworth, so we go every 6 weeks. So before I could go in 1.75 hours from my home, now it's, as I said, close to 3 hours. So that's 6 hours on the road for what could be a 10 or a 15 minute appointment. I can no longer just take half a day off work. I need to take the whole day off work, so it's a flow on to my workplace. Wear and tear on the car, you know, all of those things. We also used to do a fair bit of sailing on Lake Keepit. That road, you know, really opened up that northern section for us. And, you know, socially we're not being able to do what our family loves to do and meet the people that we would have regularly met before either. So it's social, it's medical, it's financial, it's employment, it's so much more. And as farmers, it closes some of those networks as well. So so business-wise, it's having an impact. We can't get contractors in that we used to get from the north. You know, we can't, you know, for some, we can't access those markets as readily, or it's extra, you know, huge extra costs when you're sending trucks over the long way. So it's had a major impact on those that use that road.
My guest is Cassandra McLaren, who lives along MR358 with her family, and she's not very happy about this yet other delay, which is more than understandable. Cassandra, I imagine it's not just you, but all your neighbours are pretty much in the same boat. Do you have a particular target? Do you blame anyone in particular, or is it more about just hurry up and get it done?
At this point, it's definitely hurry up and get it done. As a local, we've heard lots of stories on MR358 and things that occurred that we couldn't see how they possibly could. But I think we need to leave that for the investigation, and we look forward to hearing the result of that. But essentially, we need to concentrate on the target, and that is getting that road reopened and reopening our access routes again.
What level of confidence, if any, do you have that this will actually occur sometime?
Well, I'm hopeful that it will occur at some point. But, you know, any time in the next few years, you know, I'm doubtful. We haven't been given a real line target of how long it is to build. We haven't seen the suggested final plan of what it's going to be and how long that's going to take. So possibly time for another community consultation meeting if they've got a plan ready to let us know what that is, and then, you know, give us some timeframes. But, you know, council, I think, have been very hesitant on the timeframes all along. I think the community has put in some of those timeframes and thought we were being very generous with those. But, you know, it doesn't look like those timeframes are going to be anywhere near long enough. And as I said, like, my memory of when it actually closed, I know it was in January. Like, it's just been going on for so long that it's just really annoying, frustrating, costing us financially, you know, all of the above. And we want to see action. We don't want to see the project stall. We know that the previous government said to us, you know, when you know what money you want, come to us and you'll get it. And obviously that's only occurred just before the election. But, you know, when that announcement was made, you know, the community all over social media saying, we don't think that this is, you know, we think this is an election promise and it's, you know, it's not guaranteed. And, you know, we were assured that it was guaranteed money and it was in the current budget. But with the reviews that they're doing, it's not guaranteed and we're not happy. So, you know, just need our current Labor government to realise how important it is for us. And if they want to question it, they need to come here and they need to speak to the locals and they need to find out how important it is. But we also need Barnaby, who made that announcement, to take responsibility and nag and nag and nag until we get the outcome that's best for our community.
So I saw on some council papers very recently a reference to this project as it being shovel ready, and they were waiting on an announcement from the federal government. So are you saying they haven't come back and consulted with you guys on what it actually looks like yet?
I haven't actually seen anything on what it looks like. Whether I'm up to date on that, I am not sure, but I don't. The last I heard, they were still in planning stage. But I am hearing that it is shovel ready and that the tender documents are ready to go. It's all subject to having the money to be able to pay the people in tender. So until they've got that money, they can't even put out the tender. So so we're purely stalling because that money hasn't been guaranteed from what I'm hearing.
Yeah, well, from a legal perspective, you couldn't put out a tender if you don't know you've got the money to pay for it. But also, are you going to put your hand up to do a job if there's no guarantee you'll get paid for it?
No, I don't think so. Definitely not. Like, how can you? And how can you, if you can't guarantee to pay them, how can you in good faith ask them to put time away and take time off paid jobs to put in a proposal to do that? So fully understand where council is, and I think the accountability lays with our elected, as in our state and federal government. So I know the state money is in, but we all just need to keep letting the federal know, come on, this is important. We've been working over a long period of time for this, and it's not okay to stall it.
Cassandra, thank you very much for filling us in on your situation. We'll keep pushing on it. I've put in some phone calls and hopefully I'll get some answers back to give some sort of update on where things are at. But hey, you never know, I might be told nothing as well. So we'll just keep the fingers crossed and hope for the best.
Yep, that's right. And hopefully by asking those questions, they'll know that it still means a lot to us and we'll get some answers.
Absolutely. Well, whatever we can do to advocate on behalf of the community, that's what we're here to do. Cassandra McLaren, thank you very much for joining me on Hunter Valley today.